Milwaukee is a hub for sex trafficking. As we've been reporting the last couple of days, the crime affects hundreds, and maybe many more, people locally. Today, we're hearing from activists that are working to eradicate the problem. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
Near Washington Park, on Milwaukee's west side, Nancy Yarbrough runs an organization for women facing domestic violence, drug addiction, or sex trafficking. It's called Humble Beginnings, and a banner with the words love and kindness drapes the stairs leading up to the building's entrance. On the first floor, you can see bags and bags of colorful fleece blankets. They'll be handed out to victims of sex trafficking and others who need help. Yarbrough says the blankets were hand-sewn and donated by a 15-year-old girl from Toma.
This was in homage to a young boy that was 17 years old that lost his life to human trafficking, and his name is Jeffrey. Jeffrey's name is actually written inside of each blanket, and she gave these to us to make sure that the ladies that come in have this blanket to wrap inside of Jeffrey's love.
Yarbrough says Humble Beginnings is not a homeless shelter, but there's space here where women can spend a night or two if needed. And they can access additional support in areas like transitional living, health care, and legal services.
Now that we have a place where they can come in off the streets and kind of rest for the night and get an opportunity to know what the next day might hold and help have us to help them, I think that's our best approach.
But Yarbrough says she never forgets that her team needs to meet people where they are.
So the strongest part of our organization is our boots on the ground or feet on the street outreach.
With feet on the street outreach, Yarbrough and her staff hand out purses full of toiletries and a handwritten letter of love. She says the effort provides people with the products they need. It also helps establish trust between her staff and victims of sex trafficking. Yarbrough says that trust may result in victims seeking help to get off the street. Practical resources are a key component to getting those who are being trafficked out of the control of their traffickers. That's according to Claudine O'Leary. She works with Milwaukee teens who are in the sex trade. O'Leary shares what the teens tell her.
We for sure want help, but you have to give us practical help. Don't just come to us and say, hey, you should stop doing that. Okay, then what? Do you have a job? And at that job, will they be able to take care of my kid? Like, at that job, will you be able to get me the ID that I need because I don't have ID? Will you be able to make sure that I get transportation to that job? Do I need clothes at that job?
O'Leary says it's important for organizations to help fulfill those basic needs. She says advocacy groups can also affect change by preventing people from being trafficked in the first place. She says one of her organization's strategies is helping kids act out ways to say no to people who solicit them.
And we do these things where we like practice out how do you, not only how do you just say no once, but recognize that somebody's not going to give up. They're going to keep at you. They're going to keep trying. They're going to keep blowing up your inbox. They're going to keep trying to figure out ways to be able to get you alone. So we do sometimes do these role plays in which we're kind of practicing. Not only do you have to say no, you have to figure out a way to pull yourself out of that situation.
O'Leary points out that the problem isn't the teens themselves, but those trying to pay them for sex. She says she steers them forward by helping them find someone they can trust.
Just a connection to one single person who you can trust in your life dramatically reduces your risk of commercial sexual exploitation. So whether that be officially like a mentor or a family member or somebody who's close to you, somebody who you can rely on.
The goal is a wide circle of support, says Dana World Patterson. She is the chair of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee, as well as founder of a local anti-trafficking organization. She says the task force is made up of many groups that coordinate services, provide education and awareness, and influence policy and legislation.
So we have coming to our meetings individuals that impact the LGBT community. We have the moms, the aunties, the grandmothers, survivors that come. The medical colleges, the universities, hospitals, law enforcement, FBI. It goes on and on because no one can eradicate sex trafficking by themselves. There isn't one industry that can eradicate sex trafficking.
And the circle of support can include agencies that work on sexual abuse, domestic violence, homelessness, and hunger. World Patterson says that while it's important to get many agencies involved, the key is stopping trafficking one person at a time.
So we took on the mantra, one less. One less victim in Milwaukee is one less victim in the world.
Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.